This is Ask Pastor John. Settle in for a few minutes here as John Piper wrestles with questions of life and death, theology and practical wisdom, joy and suffering. John, one issue that I think is common for just about every male in American culture, not just with the media, but walking around in public these days, is how women are dressing. And even within the church sometimes, it seems that there's a little fuzziness. People aren't necessarily considering what's appropriate versus what's not. Do you have any thoughts on that in our day as to what you're seeing?
Well, I do, and I agree totally. And I'm always cautious about making it a strictly male thing. I've dealt with enough women to know there are issues from their side as well. But let's go ahead and take that, because we too are males, and males are more visually spring-loaded to lust or to think thoughts that would be unhelpful when they see something in a picture or in a person. And so I share the concern, and my concern now, this very day, is that it seems that a lot of Christian women are oblivious that they have some measure of responsibility here. And I want to say it carefully, because I know in talking with some, they just kind of want to roll their eyes and say, well, get a life. It's not our problem. Come on, get yourself under control. And I think a Christian woman, that's the women I'm caring about here, a Christian woman just won't have that attitude. Her attitude will be to say, really? I didn't know. Tell me what's the issue here? And because she wants to serve her brothers, and the brothers want to serve her, the brothers want to not put her under any artificial constraints, and yet she wants to serve them. And so I just think we ought to talk about this. And I want to say that today, necklines are a new issue today. It's just everywhere I turn, airport and at church, the necklines are plunging. So clearly, some style makers somewhere in the world are communicating to women today that the thing to do is to have your neckline split down between your breasts. I was watching a video about Christian women on an issue, and I told one of the colleagues of our church, after 30 minutes of watching this video of Christian women dealing with an issue, that my main response was breasts. Now, you got to get this. I'm 61 years old. I'm an absolutely normal guy. I don't spend most of my time thinking about sex. I really don't. I spend most of my time thinking about issues, writing books on justification, trying to figure out how to handle a growing church. I have a great wife. We have a wonderful and satisfying relationship. Just average, normal, run-of-the-mill, 61-year-old guy who's not preoccupied with women's bodies. Not really. Believe me. And I came away from that video thinking, breasts. That's all they were trying to, well, they weren't trying at all. They weren't even thinking. So why in the world were two-thirds of these Christian women wearing clothes that reveal some cleavage and draw a guy's eyes straight there instead of to her eyes? So my little piece of advice, for what it's worth, is that women should dress in such a way as to draw men's attention to their eyes, their face, and not to the other parts of their bodies. And here's just another little thing on the side. I think a woman can test herself as to whether she's caught on to this by how she treats her little girl, her little two-year-old. What kind of bathing suit do you put on this little two-year-old? Or do you even put a bathing suit on this little two-year-old? Is it a cute little bikini? Or do you begin from the beginning to teach this little girl that there's an appropriate way to dress, so that by the time she's 7, 8, 11, 15, her whole mindset is, I dress appropriately, I dress modestly, I don't dress to entice or to flaunt. One of the first words our little Talitha learned as a little baby, a little girl, say 3, was appropriate. She would say, appropriate. And Noel would say, I don't think you want to wear that, because that's not appropriate. and she meant she was going to dress her in such a way that it was appropriate. She didn't even know what the word appropriate meant, but now it's built into her DNA as an 11-year-old that she dresses in a way that's appropriate. And now she's going to learn more and more about the sexual dimensions of that. So I just plead with the Christian women of the world that they take into consideration the things they're saying by what they expose, where they're drawing men's eyes to. Dress to please the Lord. And let me just say right off, you can dress beautifully. You don't have to look stupid or out of style to be modest. I know that's the case because there are hundreds of very attractive women at our church who dress modestly and don't cause men to stumble by the way they dress, and they don't look out of it.
Mm. I want to go back on this one point because you said it, but you didn't really dwell on it, and it's the dressing to draw their attention to the eyes or the face. And as the father of three daughters, that's something that I've talked about, especially with my oldest now, to say the main thing you're communicating is, where do you want that guy looking at you? Do you want him looking at you for what you have and wanting that, or do you want him to be looking at who you are?
That's good.
Really relating to you. So, yes. I mean, why did you say look to the eyes? I mean,
well, the countenance. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. There's something about the face which is the most full and complete expression of the person. My hands, they do a little bit. My shoulders don't do much. My belly does zero. My legs does nothing. They don't say anything about John Piper, but my face does. My eyes do. My countenance does. My mouth does. And so, I mean, just picture if you were sitting here right now across from me on this table staring at my shoulder, I'd be very uncomfortable. Or staring at my foot or my knee or my belly, I would say, look here, I'm talking to you. I'm a person. And yet women are selling themselves because Madison Avenue has said, show your belly button or show your knees or show between your breasts or whatever. And women evidently are wired. They want men to notice their bodies. And that's got to be channeled in a certain way. And so I think they better channel it by preserving it, number one, for one man, whether he's there yet or not, and by protecting themselves and other men from saying things they don't want to say. Because they're always saying things by the way they dress. How tight it is, that's another whole issue. I haven't mentioned tightness. I'm walking behind women at my church. I'm thinking, really, you don't want to say that with your rear end. You don't. So, details.
God intoxicated and Bible saturated. You will find an ever-growing source of materials from John Piper aiming to embody those phrases at desiringgod.org. Come browse our online resource library, and perhaps you'll learn to enjoy God as you never have before. www.desiringgod.org or call 888-346-4700.